Welcome to the Stanley Street Social Podcast. My name's Alex Clements. I'm here with Max Gorn, who's helped himself to get out of bed at, what time do you get up? 5:45. He's got the RKS Samset hat on. He's got the coffee out. He's ready to go. And Plappy, who's just come off the back of sixth at Paris Nice. How are you, Lucas Plapp?
I'm good, mate. I'm very, very good. We've settled into the hotel before San Remo, but I'm glad I could help Maxi during the week on a couple good value bets.
Wait, you're punting pals now?
Wow. I didn't know I was, and I wouldn't have advised on it if I knew that was the stage you chose, but it managed to be a good one for me.
Maxi, how are you traveling? Round one or round zero down, round one coming up. How are things at home?
Yeah, I'm excited, Elbo. So Betrago cost me a lot, but he got me a nice each way bet, which was good. No, we lost to Sydney straight up. I'm not sure if you watched it over there, Elby.
I didn't watch it. I saw the result.
Yeah, it was tough. It was pretty even at three-quarter time, and then they kicked away in the last quarter. It's as hot and humid conditions I've ever played in Sydney. Apparently, I mean, I'm going to run with this as fact, but someone told me it's been more humid than Darwin this summer in Sydney. So it's pretty crazy hot. And I woke up with the flu, which was shit. So I had to sort of get through that. And you normally can at an MCG 15-degree day, but when it's 30 and hot and humid, I was tapping out halfway through the second quarter. So I'm ready to bounce back as well. We got doggies on Sunday at 1:10, which would be a horrible time slot for you, I'm presuming.
Mm. Yeah, I won't be watching that one either. Did you make it through
summer's
the game?
Summer's kicking on.
What was that, buddy?
No, it's just summer's absolutely kicking on in Oz, isn't it?
Yeah, especially in those two northern states, Sydney and Brisbane. I can't see it actually cooling down. I reckon they're going to be 30 the whole way home.
Did you get through the game, Max?
Got through the game. Well, it wasn't great in the last quarter, but I was technically there when the final siren went.
Any words during the game with the former Ruckman?
Well, I had myself... I was actually mic'd up for Channel 7. And I wanted to, but
In the game,
as you can imagine,
like
when
Big Bash,
I wasn't earpiece, just mic, okay. So I couldn't hear them. That would be good, actually. Imagine
that would be
hear
really
Brayshaw
good.
And BT. I was sick and it was hot and I was gassed. I couldn't actually even talk to my own teammates, let alone Brody. So. Channel 7 are probably reviewing their audio and going, this guy's the worst captain in the competition. He hasn't said a word.
Was it good or was it annoying? Like, were you running around self-conscious knowing that you had a live feed going back to Channel 7?
No, I completely forgot. I've had it before way back in 2016. But that one was a little bit more delayed. This one was apparently the idea is... The first replay they take of the ruck contest, they put the sound on. But we have a Melbourne representative that cuts off any bad stuff in between.
Okay. And just like a quick synopsis of the team, where you guys are at.
Bailey Fridge kicked four. Clayton Oliver came back and played pretty well. Jack Viney got all our votes. They were probably the best three. Harry Petty's he's our saviour in the forward line, and he's not far away. I think he's next week. So we got Ben Brown or Tom Fulton. They're deciding between the two of them for this week, and then hopefully Petty the following.
Okay. Meanwhile, Plappy's team, the Carlton Football Club, just cleared two on the trot. Big energy in the gym, Plappy.
Big energy. It's heartbreak stuff. I saw the last six games they've won by under a goal, so it's not great for the supporters, but we'll win ugly.
It's good. Plappy, how are you feeling? Like sixth, Paris Nice, you run through the start, the final GC, Jorgensen, Remco, McNulty, Vlasov, yourself, Bernal, Kelderman, most importantly, Roglic behind you. It was a big week.
It was a big week. It was nice to make sure I was ahead of Ineos in the final standings. That felt good. No, it was a very big week. I'm still recovering a lot from it. It's knocked me around. More so the treacherous weather conditions we had to put up with. Was not enjoyable at all. But that was a pretty awesome week. There was definitely a couple points there where I caught myself looking at the riders around me. Unfortunately, Batrago was still in front of me on one of those days. But no, it was very, very exciting week.
Does it feel normal to be there?
It definitely did not feel normal to be in Yala. That was really weird. It was the because the worst part about it is you actually don't get to go home on the team bus because you have to do doping and interviews and press, and your day just gets longer and longer. So it was the first time I realized why people give it away in the Grand Tours. I was like, well, why would you give a jersey away? Like, but I quickly realized how frustrating and annoying it is. I got myself my first lion, which I cuddled like I was a 4-year-old kid, and it sat next to me on the bus the whole week, which was pretty special. No, it was super exciting. It was really nice to be in the yellow jersey and experience that for a bit before the big boys come out and put me to the sword.
Sick of the yellow jersey 2 days into your first yellow jersey. That's great. That's great. How did you find being the last one left for Jayco? How was that?
Yeah, it was interesting. We wanted to play a two-pronged attack with Harps, but he got caught up in the first sort of decisive move, which sort of took his GC hopes out of it. But no, he was super solid all week, which was it was really good fun. We worked well together. But to be fair, for the riders like me and the guys that aren't there for the win, it was more of a time trial every day. Like, there's not much tactics to it, whether it's me, Harper, or the other guys are just trying to hold on to the lead. So there's not a whole lot of thinking to do about it. Especially when the big mountains came, it was hold on to those guys and hopefully I don't set sail into the wind, which they snuck away towards the end when I blew up.
What was the plan? What was the plan coming in?
The team plan was win a stage with Dylan, and me and Harper both finished top 10 on GC. So I got sixth and he was, I think, 11th or 12th. So we were real close to it, which was really good for the team. Like, the team is super stoked. Dylan just, the racing was a lot harder than it should have been. So the sprints didn't go our way. But no, it was good. Like, it's good motivation going forward. That's for sure. I surprised myself.
What are you laughing at, Max?
No hard feelings, Plappy, but what a goal from Jayco. Put two people that have never finished top 10. We'll finish top 10 in the Paradise GC and Dylan win a stage. Just so high expectations. I love it.
I guess, well, at least they've toned them down from TDU, because TDU was win every single stage and the GC. So we're slowly making our way back down to it.
And then that was obviously a little personal goal, beating Egan. I noticed you didn't do the random sprint on the final stage to get a couple of bonus seconds that Egan did and then absolutely cook himself. But did you beat him in the final stage or did he finish in front of you?
No, I rode the last 2K because I was trying to keep top five and Vlasov snuck up the road. So I tried to ride to keep that time, but in hindsight, I never would have got it back. So I should have set myself for a little gallop against Egan. But old Wilco Kelderman like came storming down the descent. He was behind me, caught me on the final corner, like with 2 minutes off the back, caught me on the final corner, decked himself, last corner, last stage of Paris-Nice, out with a broken collarbone. And he's about 20th on GC, so he was a real superhero.
Yep.
the team just have huge, like, I know it's a new squad for you, so like there's that element to it too, but like, was there just huge energy around, here we go, like, Puffy's here, let's go?
I think it was more shock, to be fair, like, between, from myself and the whole team. It was a bit of like, yeah, what the hell is going on? But it's definitely high morale and energy now, with San Remo this weekend. But it's a bit of an anticlimax because I got 5 weeks off after this, so put the feet up and let it all simmer back down.
Ineos did spend a fair bit of time riding for it as well, by the looks of things.
questionable, very, very questionable tactics. Maybe Max can speak more about that, but I was not of the opinion it was smart riding.
You know, Ineos Plappy, they think they got the best rider in every race.
They do. They definitely do. Did you manage to watch much of it? Or was it shit time?
No, I just did the half an hour highlights package that Kino puts together in the mornings. Not bad. It covers majority of the good stuff. The last stage was quite tough. I didn't see much of it because it was they sort of did it towards the end. My favorite was the TTT. Like how good you weren't even talked about to finish sort of top five, top six as like a talent, but everyone knows Jayco really get together for the TTT. Was that fun?
Yeah, it's the best race. It's the best format. And I think when you've got the boys, like the Aussie boys, they're finishing it off. It's pretty fun. Like it was four Aussies that crossed the line together with Harps, Durbo, me and Bling. So we showed them the way. And I think it's a bit of an Aussie thing, isn't it? The Triple T. I think every team, especially that format, hey, you only need one to finish. But I think every team has about 5 leaders in it and they all battle to be that first to cross the line, which comes back to Biden, whether, I mean, us Aussie, we were just focused on trying to get the best result. So I did a bit of a burner into the last climb and Bling went up the road to fight for the stage. But nah, it's a great, great stage there. And we got a bit lucky with the weather, which we love.
You guys back on par now from a tech perspective?
Yeah.
I mean, how does current state compare to Ineos?
We're a little bit behind. I mean, there's some areas that we're still lacking, but we have some exciting new stuff coming out for the Giro. So in 5 weeks' time, I'd say we're either on par or ahead. But there was definitely a little bit we could have gained, which was the annoying part. Especially I went to the wind tunnel today and there was definitely 15 seconds we could have found, which stings a little. But
15 seconds across what? How long?
15 seconds across 40K is what you sort of look at finding, and we found a whole lot of watts today, so it would have been a lot more than that. Whether that's helmets, bikes, skin suits, there's a bit more coming for the Giro and for Yatesy and the Tour.
Jayco thinking of going down the line of the Jumbo helmets or
hideous, hey? It was the talking point. It was the talking point of the peloton. Absolutely ridiculous.
Didn't help him as well. Did not help him.
No, haven't racked up a win in it yet. So,
Maxi,
did Bora did something with their helmets as well, didn't they?
Bahrain got
Bahrain. That's right.
Yeah. Yep. But I think, and the UCI wanted to step in and get rid of that sock that Specialized wear on their heads too. So the UCI is just letting us know they're still relevant.
They're making the sport safer.
Definitely.
That's good.
Just filling their pockets, line full of cash. I'm going to get some death threats here from Wilco Kelderman's fan base and probably the UCI after this pod.
Max, how was your week at Paris-Nice?
How was my week at Paris-Nice? Yeah. I mean, in terms of watching it,
just watching it, punting on it, enjoying it, seeing Plappy in yellow. Talk me through it.
Yeah, well, I landed a Plappy. I landed the Jayco TTT as well. That's why I was slightly excited about that. But I mean, the sprinters, Jumbo just dominated, really. He looks quick. He looks extremely fast. I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him heads up against sort of Philipson and Merlier nonstop just to see how these guys go. But he looks extremely. Would they take him to the Tour? They're not. Surely not with Jonas.
No, he's doing the Giro, but with Wout as his lead out man, which is exciting.
Yeah, that's scary. And then Wout's sort of going GC as well, isn't he?
Yeah, just do whatever he wants.
Is that legit though? Surely he can't ride GC.
It's. I don't know. I've done a few recons now. I reckon he'll give it a whirl. It's a soft first 2 weeks. Like if I put my money on it, he's in pink up until mid 2 weeks, and then see how long he can hold on for, maybe.
Okay. Where were you?
Well, it's only Pog, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's I wouldn't put it past Wout.
And Plappy now.
Pog, Clappy, and G. Jeez, imagine if you beat G at the Giro. Ineos, take that.
Would be huge.
All right, we love G. So
we do.
After this week, like where do you see yourself? Kind of.
Here we go.
What's next? Talk me through it. Like where do you go from here?
Just so we love headlines, but just go the level below. I'm going to win every stage at TDU. Yep. Just go the level below that.
Take it back a notch. Yeah. Romandy, I want to do really well. So that's the week before the Giro. That's got two nice TTs in it.
You're a 1 week guy now.
That's I'm a 1 week guy now. So we'll go all in for 1 week of the Giro. We'll get a pink jersey. And then hold on for dear life. Let's call it that.
And then get sick of the pink jersey and want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But they don't give out lions in the Giro, so there's no incentive there.
Yeah.
And a couple of big TTs there, right?
Two big, big TTs, which are Olympic selection. So we'll be all up for those.
Which is surely a lock.
Yeah, we'd like to think so. Well, I mean, it's hard, isn't it? If it's a one-day TT, you can prepare for it, but you don't know what the first 6 days are going to entail, whether it's team riding or not. So I hope the people I'm up against have a big GC guy by the name of Pogacar, who he might be on the front for a bit.
Okay.
He's talking to you, Jay.
Yeah.
just to clear that up.
You could be in pink as well, just to give yourself a little bit more energy.
Yeah, just a little bit more energy. Just hay selectors.
Okay. I found out this morning, Max, that Marco Pantini... Yep.
Panotti.
Panotti listens to our podcast.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It is exciting. I think he's less keen now that his golden boy isn't a host anymore. But he does listen to the Stanley Street and knows it by name.
Struggled to get Campbell in on like a Sunday at 7:30. So I don't imagine he was going to be rocking up Friday morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Although we can take a little cheap shot because it is Charlie Campbell, according to Marco Pinotti.
Well, he got his name wrong.
Yeah, he got his name wrong. called him Charlie.
Good. Good, good.
Do we just finish off on Plappy before we go to Torino? Milan, you're in Milan now?
Yeah, 2 days away.
Did you carpool with Pog and Bling or not?
I didn't get an invite to that one. I think it's a multi-million dollar contract only in that car.
Okay. Is Bling going to ride for Pog? Or?
it seems that way, doesn't it? It seems a bit of that training that there could be something going on there.
Anyway, yeah, so while
Celebrations across the line.
Pog reckons he's breaking away. Well, how far is Milan San Remo? 280. Pog reckons he's going at the 250 mark. It's crazy. He reckons he's attacking straight away.
Yeah, from the gun.
And you're obviously the Jayco boys all in on Bling.
Yeah, Caleb is a non-starter, so it's all in on Bling. Let's just hope he doesn't celebrate while Pog's got his arms in the air as well. Let's hope he rides for himself. No, we're good. Yes. We're good. It'll be a good race. I mean, Pinotti was telling me it's the greatest race on the cycling calendar, and I should be very excited for it. I thought it was going to be a boring 5 hours and then you race the last hour, but he keeps telling me how exciting it is. And reckons there's 50 blokes that can win it. So we'll see how we go. I mean, after Paris-Nice, my money is on Mads Pedersen. That man is an animal.
You know what? My money is too.
We love that.
It's just moved, has it?
No, I backed him when he won those. I backed him a while ago, which I don't normally do in cycling, do with futures. But when he won those three races in a row at one stage event, I said, this guy's hot. I took Mads then. But NBDP, who knows what he's going to be like first up. Obviously, Pog. Pidcock, I'm not sure if Pidcock's in that class. Garner did unbelievable things last year. Mohoric was obviously a previous winner. So it's going to be, and then see if any sprinters can get over with if Mads gets over, there's a chance maybe someone else could.
Bling.
I don't know. Bling. Yeah, Bling will be getting over. I don't know how good your game Sunday will be if you stay up watching 280K of that, though.
No, it's going to be, unfortunately, it's the highlights package for me. So if you don't do anything in the last 50K, Plebby, I'm not going to know if you rode, really.
Can Bling go downhill? Like Mahorik MVP spec?
He rides motorbikes. So I hope I'll base it off that.
Okay. Tick.
I mean, can anyone go downhill like a Pidcock Mahorik? But
don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Has the
Mahorik,
team...
Mahorik had the... Did he have the dropper? Is that where this came from? That's the first time he used it?
Yeah. You're all over it. I mean, I don't think the downhill is the problem, hey? I think it's holding Pog's wheel on the uphill.
Yeah.
Where is the team talk business yet? Have they talked tactics or is everyone not there yet?
Nah, not everyone's rolled in yet. We've had a couple of late changes. Actually, another Victorian's in the team now, Lukey Hamilton. He's got the call up.
Is he now?
Yeah, he's on a flight over in the morning. I think he found out about half an hour ago. So
he wasn't
this
yesterday.
This podcast is yet to say a bad word about Lucas Hamilton. Exactly. Albie just can't do it.
He's one of the boys. Puppy's in the inner sanctum too now, so he's kind of just green light for the rest of his career, no matter what he does.
Yeah, and Caleb. I mean, we probably should have had a go at Caleb at some point.
He's still been
mainly
good,
I was in Monaco and I just wanted to see him, and he pretended his phone didn't work for the 2 days I was there.
We should go podcast fishing, Albie. Just flick Caleb the old invite link and see if he joins in and lets us know what happens.
Well, Matt, I won't get Max's sentiment note. He doesn't reply to Max's text messages, but
I reckon we've got a way to Pog.
Who?
Just Plappy does a genuine effort for Bling today, make themselves like nice and friendly, and then Plappy goes, "Hey mate, I've got two lads that do a podcast. I would love to speak to your mate Pog." Bang.
Yeah, you're right.
Who's the guest? If we can get one guy, who is it?
Who do you want, Max? One guy. I'll work my math. I've got 6 hours to chat.
It'll be some like French sprinter or something.
Pick
Italian
someone
sprinter
from the start list of Milan San Remo and I'll find them.
No, that's easy.
Well, I mean, MVDP won't come on because we're Australian and doesn't want to come back to this country.
I don't know if it doesn't want to come back or can.
He'll just come on and vent about our government for 2 hours.
Yep. I'll have a look at someone that I want to speak to because I haven't seen the start list yet, and I'll get back to you.
Get back to me. As long as their first language is English, we've got half a chance.
I'm just checking Arkea, and there's no one that's screaming.
Damar's racing.
Damar is racing, and so is Miles.
So is Milo.
Yep.
Torino.
That was just a Yumbo masterclass. Well, not really. It was just a Jonas masterclass, really. Ayuso and Jai looked the best of the rest, but that's scary when Jonas is doing that.
Absolute clinic.
And Ben O'Connor, strong. It was strong. Yeah. Like it was a strong week for Australia. We just need Caleb to bag a couple of stages. It would have been sweet.
What does he do going forward, Ben? Is he a stage winner, or is he hanging on to GC still?
I mean, from a contract perspective, he's hanging on to GC because I think his deal's up this year, maybe.
Yeah, he's on the table as we speak.
So if he can still price himself as a GC rider, then one more fat contract for sure. But I think it's gonna be a struggle to go head to head with those kind of. Well, actually, it's a struggle for everyone to go head to head with those two. We haven't seen Pog do a full stage race yet, but you imagine he's in the Jonas category, and then everyone else is just doing their own thing behind.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Remco and Rog are in that pairing at the moment. It seems like there's a tiny gap between. But Rog's doing the old school Chris Froome, just peaking for the tour. So who knows what he will look like at the tour. But Remco, I'm not sure about Remco.
No, there's a length of the Flemington straight between those two and the rest at the moment.
Yeah.
What do you reckon about Rog Puppy? you saw him firsthand. You put him out the back firsthand. Mm. What are your thoughts and feelings?
Very, very slow start. I wouldn't say at race weight either.
Can you still do it this way? Like, can you still old school way? Does it work?
Well, I found a fact out this morning. The only person to win at 34 was Cadell. No one else has won, being older than that. And I think by the tour, Rog's 35, so history will tell us no. The facts are there.
He is buddies with Cadell.
Is he?
Mm. I'm pretty sure Maxi and I did a potty with Cadell once. He didn't stop talking about him.
Just another person that we don't say a bad word about on this podcast, and Cadell.
It's not a hard entry to the inner sanctum.
All you have to do is say hi to us once, and you're in the inner sanctum.
What about Remco?
Yet to be seen. I think he's a 1 week specialist for sure. Well, we know that. Don't get me wrong, he's good. I think there's that much daylight between. I even think Vinegar's probably a fair bit ahead at the moment too. To be fair, I mean, it's a pretty clear pecking order of first, second, and then the rest in third. Which could create for a boring race come July. But yeah, I think the rest are playing catch up.
Pog, is he wasting time doing all these races again? Obviously, he made Strade Bianchi so boring because he was that good. He's racing on the weekend. He's racing the Giro.
He should skip the Giro. That would help me out a lot. And that's probably a wise decision from himself.
That's a genuine chance for overall lead if he skips the Giro.
Yeah, he can maybe rest that one out.
Is he a genuine lock for it?
Yeah, like death taxes and Pog winning. Three certainties.
Okay. It'd be some short value There's around one. That, Max.
Wait.
You mean we've spoken about this before, LB. It's the worst odds in the history of gambling is GC betting.
At the Giro this year, especially.
Oh, yeah. You're taking, even Vinegar will be at $1.90. So much can happen for the tour. And you're taking this guy at $1.90 for 21 stages.
I reckon if all of us riders get together and have our way, we'll get one of the stages flipped at the Giro, which would be nice. 220 kilometers, 5,600 meters. Just absolute filth.
At the back end too?
Yeah, right at the back end. Just as you go 2 days, you got 2 days in a row up the mountains. You got a day after in the mountains. They just slap that in the middle just to, I think we do laps Lavinia just for fun.
Nice.
Pray for Caleb. Pray for Caleb.
Pray for every sprinter in that race, yeah.
Caleb will have 3 stages in his eyes on a Tour de France start by then.
Yeah, he'll be tapering for the Tour, won't he?
Mm.
In his head, he's worked out his plan. Win the first few stages at the Giro and then bang, put some pressure on Dylan at the third Tour selection.
For sure.
They've been known to move as well. Against Caleb's favour in the past. So we'll see where that plays out.
Anything else, Torino? What else happened? Philipson.
Philipson's class. Philipson's
back. And he's with you now in Niplepi. He's over in Milan.
He might be. No, he raced yesterday, didn't he? Maybe he's got the quick fly.
No, Jasper and Matthew are both there.
Both on the start list. Very nice. Yeah, no, he'll be here. I don't think he's going to be climbing with the rest. I think the race has changed. It's not a day when Cavalan or even a Gero got over the finish line first. I don't think the sprinters can get there.
Jasper and Mads are special kind of sprinters, but yeah, I'd sort of agree.
Yeah, Mads is different class of his own, but Philipson might struggle.
Outside of Bling, where are you putting your money?
Mads. We're all over that one. He's not going to lose a race from what I saw the last 6 days. He's good. He's winning from now to Worlds. Just cannot lose.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Also, Merlier in the small French races, which Max would be all over. Won by lengths. Put Phillips.
Yeah, I got scared because he finished sick at Torino. So I just got scared of Merlier, but I'll be back on him post this.
Mm. In red hot form this year. That win number 4, I reckon.
Any chance for Pog?
Well, yeah, if he crosses if he crosses the pole alone, if he's there by himself. If he's got someone else there, I can't see him winning.
Does he go on the? Does he go there, or does he go on the compressor? Goes early.
I asked that question 15 minutes ago to our sports director. He said, absolutely no chance. He said, you can't do it from there. Never have and never will.
Yeah, but if anyone's going to do it.
I said that. I was like, yeah, but he's not afraid to. He said, no, absolutely no chance.
Too far.
Too far, apparently, is way too quick over the top. That's like you can't ride away by yourself from the peloton.
Okay.
Like it's just... I got told it's impossible from Mr. Matthew Heyman, so we'll have to take his word for it.
So, in summary, Vanderpoel's going to win.
I think that's where we've landed, if it's not Bling or Pedersen.
Bling's currently 100 to 1.
Bling is?
Yeah.
He put himself on ice halfway through Paris.
So he's coming in fresh.
Mm.
And the one that we're ignoring is his best friends with the best rider in the race.
It could be a little reverse. Could go the way Pog's that we're not thinking it's going to go.
If they're two up, Pog's not dropping him. Come on, Bling, I'll get you there.
Good.
There's some weird ones in the odds. Jonathan Milan's 20 to 1.
Absolutely zero chance. 20.
He weighs as much as me, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's been winning, though. He's been winning.
He's a track cyclist. Sorry, so are you, Plubby. And you're riding GC now, so.
No, very fair call. Milani's weird. No hope. Who else we got?
Yeah, Caleb's still 30 to 1, so I'm not sure if you were supposed to tell us that. is Lawrence Pithy a chance to hold himself up there?
Yeah, I would put good value outside on that. He's going
FDJ
very, very
wouldn't
nice
be bringing it in anyway. Has FDJ been, what are they, outside of Lawrence Pithy, is David Gaudu, has he started racing yet? Where's?
Yeah, he went to take his jersey off halfway up one of the climbs in Paris Nice and decked himself. Pithy is their shining light. Good outside value that though, for each way.
And then Binny doesn't get over. Yeah, then we're struggling. Bora are sending no one. Sobrero is their best rider. I don't think he gets over.
So Bling,
that's it. It'll be the same as last year, in my opinion. Just maybe Garner and Van Aert are replaced with Pedersen and Pidcock, maybe. Who knows?
Yep.
Where's Pidcock in the odds?
He's actually Garner's fourth favourite. Pidcock is seventh favourite behind Mohorič and Laporte.
Was Garner good enough last week to be fourth favourite?
It's just purely based off what he did last year.
Mm.
It'd be very cool to see Mohorič and Pidcock attack on the downhill. That would be a sight to see.
As long as you're not in the bunch.
Yeah, imagine if you're the third in that group.
What else has been going on in the world?
Yeah, there's not much else other than Milan San Remo to look forward to in cycling world. And then Plappy's away for 5 weeks. What do you do for 5 weeks, Plappy? Do you go to back home?
Altitude for 3 of that and 2 weeks just putting the feet up. So it's been snowy Andorra it's looking pretty grim up there, to be fair, at the moment.
It's
be a good place for Albie to go for a ski, fresh off your latest ski trip.
Mm. Yeah,
what's Milan like?
At the moment, it's looking like 16 degrees, and then the coast is looking like 18 degrees. So it's going to be a beautiful day for some white shorts.
Yes. Are they starting the Duomo?
The what now?
Are they starting in central Milan?
I wouldn't have a clue. I haven't looked that far.
They used to. They used to start at the Duomo every year, and then they started like plotting it at random little areas around it. Not so aesthetically pleasing areas.
Where the cash is coming from, those little towns. Yeah.
Cash is king, especially in the cycling world.
Are the White Knicks a permanent fixture now?
When the sun's out, yeah, they are. We've got a few sets made up, so I was rocking around Italy this week and training, so I think we'll keep them going as long as the sun stays out.
Let's
Anything
try
else,
to see what
gents?
else.
Anything
Well,
else to report? Any other Melbourne
there's
Football
a.
Club news?
What are we doing? Cozzy Pickett's back this week. After he got suspended last game of the year last year, he tried to knock Cripps' head off. So I can't believe he only got 1 week, to be honest. But we'll take the 1 week. It's maybe wait till we get him back before he gets more.
How's our wingman going? The fresh wingman.
Yeah,
Who's slotted forward to kick some goals in the Prakki matches?
he played round one, Caleb Windsor. And yeah, we none of us were really that good round one, so he probably fell in that bracket. But he's getting another game, and he will for the next few weeks. Lachie Hunter's been injured for a bit. I think he's still got a couple of weeks. So yeah, hopefully, I reckon he's a player. I reckon we're none of us are old enough to know what Robbie Flower looked like, but apparently, a lot of people tell me Robbie Flower. There's a lot of Robbie Flower and Caleb Windsor, so hopefully that's true, and hopefully that doesn't put a lot of pressure on Caleb Windsor. He's played one game, and he's been referred to as Robbie Flower.
What was the score out of 7 for the week?
Yeah, I was. Oh, I
Is it a
gave
team
myself
score or just individuals?
That's good attention to detail there, Luke. Luke,
is it
it's
team
in,
though or individuals?
it's individual. And I actually gave myself a one. I'm a pretty harsh marker. I've rewatched the game and looked at some vision. I'm probably more of a two or a three. I'm definitely not at benchmark level, which is four. And then the scoring system, as you well know, you're like a Parry Niece for you is like a six. You a seven if
He
you
didn't get a
seven if
7.
you seven if you catch Vlasov in that final stage, but he just couldn't do it.
No,
I'd agree. I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, so I gave myself a one, but it was probably maybe a two. I just let myself down, but I was crook, but I'm not going to use that as my major excuse. But looking forward to it's been a long week. We've had a 10-day break, and my game's been analysed by every single person at the club, and I just want to get out there and play. So I can't wait.
The flu's gone.
The flu's gone. I've still got. It's when you got two kids, it just sticks around for a little bit longer. But by what have I got? 4 more days. Yeah, hopefully it'll be clear and ready to go. It's getting better every day.
Are you getting analysed more than normal? Is that what you're saying?
I just this might sound relatively arrogant, but who cares? I haven't played too many bad games. So when you're 32 and you're first up and you're playing against an opponent that you sort of beat at training for the last 12 months and everyone was expecting it to go that way, and then you fall over. I just got some strong analysis of my game, which was good. I mean, I've learned and I'm better for it, and I
Yeah,
just tune in. What are
you
we?
keep saying
One.
the
It's
right
a
things.
one.
You keep saying the right things.
It's a 1 o'clock game, which is 6 hours from now. What time is it in London now?
Quarter to 8 p.m.
Okay, so it's a 2 a.m. sort of wake upper.
Yeah. On a Sunday as well, so it can't even be like Saturday night out, come home kind of
Yeah.
operation.
You can do
That's
that.
right.
I mean,
Work will
the amount of times
understand.
I've got up, like I'll probably get up for, actually, I won't get up for my auntie Remo, but I'll certainly get up for two at a ROM Andy now. What's the time zone there? That'll be nice and that'll be a hard
That'd
one
be
for
nice.
me. I'll be up at 2 a.m.
Perfect. Perfect. I tell you, I am
Beautiful.
looking forward to what, halfway during the season when you and Sydney come up against each other again. You'd be out for blood.
Well, we're done. We're actually one and we're one and done. So
Oh no,
the way the
that's not
fixture
good.
sort of sets up sometimes, so we got to wait for finals.
Did
Brody's a
Brody
very good player, so I'm not too fussed.
did, and also did Brody care? He seems like the kind of guy that just wouldn't care.
It'd be in his head. The fixture's hilarious. He had us round one, then they've got Collingwood tonight. So the fixture's been hilarious for Brody that he's got his two matches straight off the bat. He would be thinking about it, and it would just be a breath of fresh air once it's done. I think he's more caring about this one. Like Collingwood would have gone and won a flag since without him. I mean, Melbourne played Collingwood first week of the finals last year, and Brody didn't make either team. Melbourne didn't pick him, and Collingwood obviously wasn't in it from last year. So I reckon this is the game that he wants to go bang back on the G.
Yeah.
Has there been text exchanges in the last 10 days?
There was pre the game. We haven't spoken to each other since. I'm just trying to get my confidence back off the ground before I say, well done, mate.
Just 50.
What about like, you? Have you been texting Ineos?
I was going to say, Bernard, has Egan texted Plappy and said, well done, mate, you deserve it?
No, we had a nice little hug at the bus. It was actually really good between the team, to be fair. I had a nice little cuddle with all the DSs and the boys, and messaged. I don't know if you saw the crash I have to put in our group. Kim Hyduk absolutely cooked himself 2 days ago. Broke a collarbone and elbow. So, now the boys are still good, but yeah, he came down nasty.
That's why they were riding for him halfway through the race. Just doing their bit.
But there will be, come Giro, there'll be some very good discussions between me and G. We still chat lots. So we'll keep that nice, friendly banter.
Have you accidentally locked yourself into last man for Yates?
No, I will not be going to France in July.
He thought about it.
I'm not sure if that's you. Like, I understand someone needs to play the lead domestique role, but I'm not sure if that's our man, Puppy. I think he just
Money talks. Money talks. If that's the role they want me to ride and provide that kind of coin, then we'll have to float it that way.
Who is his last man? It's Lucas, isn't it?
Harper. Harper's like the diesel last man now. Do you see him at Paris-Nice? He just was always there.
Just not quite top 10, 12.
Just didn't quite meet the team's expectations.
Sorry, Harps. I found my person I want you to talk to from Milan San Remo to finish on. So next podcast, it's Marius May Hrotha. Famous
from Cadell's.
You can already talk to him though. You can already talk to him though.
You've already got his dad's contact. I've got his dad's contact,
but I've lost it. I've lost it since, and we need to speak to Marius May Hrotha.
Just get his old man on the pod.
Just ask him where he's been in the last 12 months. Like, what have you done since Cadell's?
Yeah, well, he's gone to Tudor Cycling for Coyne, I'm guessing, and they just haven't been able to put him in. They haven't delivered him. He's a Tudor.
Well, that helps me find him now. I would have gone to DSM, so that's going to help.
Yep. DSM, yeah. They tutored, to be fair. No, I don't have his dad's name. Damn it. I should.
That would help create a conversation.
I could just Google it. I mean, Cadell's is a great start.
Yeah.
It's not a wild race for him. If he's winning at Cadell's.
No, he'll be in the last 40. You might actually drop together if you're doing the work for Bling. You fall off just at the start of the pod. I reckon that's where Marius dropped off.
That's where Tudor will be. It's an unfortunate race where if you're not in the mix.
Once you're dropped, all conversations are open. So that's the opportunity.
Mm.
Do you finish the race once you're dropped or?
Yeah, they say San Remo is the easiest race on the calendar. That have finished hardest to win. Because you get dropped 8-5K from the finish, don't you?
Yes. I'm just on DSM. If you are looking for May Hrotha in DSM, I don't think you'll find a DSM rider in the peloton. Just looking at the 8 they've sent. The 7 they're sending. That's harsh on our two Aussies in Chris Hamilton and Alex Edmondson, but I think they're all in on Patrick Bevan. So if you can tell DSM, it's not 2016. not sure. Would Patrick be a listener? I'm not sure what I
need. He used to be my teammate. I don't think he's a listener, maybe. Though. I don't think he's a listener. That was a long time ago. And if he does want to come back in Vogue.
We go pretty hard on teams.
If he does want to come back in Vogue, he knows how to. It's not a tricky path.
What team was it on?
I mean,
when we're on a Vanti or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And he won. He was probably one of the last guys. He was probably one of the last guys to turn pro from the NRS when he went through and just won every single race that they had, cleaned it up.
Stole a contract of Joe Cooper.
True.
Hey, speaking of Aussies in races, we've skipped over to Taiwan.
Who's winning there?
We had two Aussie stage winners.
Look out.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Melbourne boy Bentley got up for a sprint win, and a Brisbane boy Carter Beatles also got up for a sprint win. So the Aussies are still kicking over in Asia.
Riding for
wouldn't doubt to tell you.
The is that the go now? Like there's no NRS, you just gotta go, you gotta go to Asia.
Yeah, Asia. Asia's the way to go.
Okay.
Carter Bettles rides for Rujai Insurance.
Beautiful.
For all your insurance needs.
That's project.
I reckon we finish on the Taiwan updates. I reckon that's when we know we've gone too far.
Yeah.
Thanks, Plappy. Good luck on the weekend. Hopefully, Bling brings home some chocolates for you. And good luck on Sunday, Max. Thanks for joining.
Thank you. I'll be very Cheers, happy boys. If Mads gets over the line. Team Mads.
See you guys.